Well, it's been a whirlwind, insane week. Donald J. Trump has been elected president by an unbelievable, overwhelming landslide, and satanic Marxist liberal heads are exploding in epic meltdowns all over the country. For this Veterans Day holiday, we put together a compilation of the best highlights of this past historic week and hope you enjoy.
Oh, the looks on their faces. As they call us racist, libs in the media can't wrap their heads around Trump's epic win. Instead, they blame it on their usual suspects: racism, misogyny, anger, and cat temp.
We cannot ignore there is still a lot of racism and gender bias in this country. Kamala Harris is a woman of color in an interracial marriage, and running as a woman to be the head of state. That is something a lot of Americans are not ready to deal with.
There's misogyny, but it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. If she were a 6'4" white man from Arkansas or from, you know, Florida, if she could like chew tobacco and carry a shotgun and talk about football and be a guy's guy.
Joe Scarborough complaining about white guys is like me complaining about male models. The problem with the Dems is they do want that 6'4" man.
Let's talk about the question that you're asking is one that I've been catching a lot of heat for answering on air. And we've been talking about this in the last week or two. You're talking about the propaganda campaign and the playbook of Trump. This is not new. This is not surprising. This is directly out of Hitler's playbook. This is out of an autocrat playbook. This is a way to, I mean, the things that Trump has done masterfully, frankly, is to get the entire, to get a big part of the population to believe that the game is rigged and to sow distrust in public institutions and the free press. That is a tried and true playbook that we have seen time and time before that has resulted in really disastrous things for society. And that is what's working. And so it's actually quite simple. When you tell a big enough lie over and over and over, people are going to believe it, even when folks around him, like Rudy Giuliani and others, have literally been found liable for telling those lies that weren't true. The public still believes it. And the whole goal was to erode trust in our public institutions. And it's working.
Fake news.
If anything, that's what fake news. I mean, Donald Trump has done that really well. Can't argue with that. Right. Okay. And that's it.
Frankie, when we start talking, and we're talking to obviously Sam Parker, one of the greatest friends of the program. When you're listening to what he's saying, do you think that this is what most Americans are thinking about at their dinner tables?
I'm going to be honest with you. When I'm at my dinner table, I'm thinking about the country that my son's going to grow up in and whether or not his school's going to be overrun with a bunch of third world savages. I'm way beyond focusing about economic issues. So I'm sure that there are people out there who do care about economic issues. It may even be up to 50% of the population. And while I do, I'm obviously an employed person who wants to have a nice life and, own a home and have a nice family and all that. I am more worried about in the immediate this country's being overrun with third world savages. It's funded by both sides. And I honestly, and when I look at it totally objectively, I'm looking at both parties are sponsoring this. And so like I said before, when I cast my vote, I went off of the 1% chance that we actually get mass deportations. So I do think that most people care about the economy because everybody's got to make a living. But I think that we're to a point where the average American is more aware than ever before of the demographic crisis that's facing this country today. It's actually been facing this country for years and years. And I know that Sam knows about this. I'm not, lecturing you guys here. I'm just, when I look at this as myself, I'm thinking this country is in deep, deep trouble. And no matter what happens, we're going to need mass deportations for a very long time.
going to just, I'll have to reevaluate. I'm sure I'll come up with something to make me feel good again. But right now, today, it's hard. I'll be honest with you. And the hardest thing is that I look across this country and tens of millions of people fell for this. And it's just, it's depressing, but I will snap out of it. It's very hard. It's not hard to say. There have been plenty of criminals, charlatans, con men, traitors, scumbags. We've had all of that before. But we've never had remotely any people embracing and endorsing this. It's sickening. Yeah. This guy got 50%. Okay? They can make the argument Hitler never got 33. Okay? This is frightening that we would get here. By the way, 4% unemployment, Mark Robinson might get a job as Secretary of Education. He's going to do all of that. And he told you he was going to do it. And you did it, and you voted for him. I'll snap out of it, but I'm in a very, very dark tunnel right now.
All I can say is, how dare you?
If you voted,
I'm done with you. I'm done with you and your mother and your sister. I'm just done with all of this.
Does anyone else have a wedding plan for next year? And now, after your next paycheck, you're going to the courthouse because you don't know if you're going to be able to get married to her next year. I don't just want to love her. I want legality of our union. I want her to be able to have things if something happens to me. I want us to be okay. I just want us to be okay.
Frankie, we were talking with Sam Parker a little bit, and I think one of the things that I want to drill down on a little bit here is kind of like how fake all of this really is. Because, I mean, we have watched as the Empire of Lies has called this a democracy. They have given us like this two-party representative constitutional republic kind of illusion, if you will, where we are, you know, to believe that we go to the polls and, you know, like, we go and we vote for the person that we believe is going to do the bidding of the American people. Turns out that a congressperson won't even really answer your phone calls or your emails. And then, you know, all we hear about is how many hundreds of billions of dollars we're sending to Ukraine, how many hundreds of billions of dollars we're sending to our greatest ally, Israel. We hear Donald Trump talk about how he's going to make Israel great again. We hear, constant rhetoric about how we should be all inclusive of transgenderism, and that we should look the other way when our kids are being mutilated and, you know, targeted for destruction and molested and groomed and raped. And we're participating in a fake controlled stock market, which is 100% dictated by the edicts of, you know, whatever is headquartered on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. And our viewing audience is very familiar with the fact that, hey, look, our media is 100% controlled. I mean, we're watching the Fox News, you know, decision desk tonight here. We're watching as Bret Baier and Martha McCallum. And by the way, this is the same Fox News that called all of this very early 4 years ago. The media is controlled. The schools are controlled. Our education system is controlled. All of our unelected bureaucrats seem to be doing the bidding of this nation state of Israel. How can we believe that any of this is actually real?
Well, I think that's the real tough part in all of this, because you look at it on TV, you look at it on Fox News or anywhere else, and this is like a professional wrestling match. This is like some kind of WWE tournament, and it's all come down to Pennsylvania. You know, it's really made for TV at this point. I do like what Sam said a whole lot about the local races, though, because I do think that is one of the very few places in this country where we can still actually get people in there. That is how the subversives, that is
is how the left, that is how the Jew really took over this country from the bottom up. They took over our school board. They took over our county commissions. They started electing state delegates. And pretty soon they were just graduating people into Congress and then into the presidency. And, you know, of course, they take those campaign coffers with them everywhere that they go. So, you know, the left has said for a very, very long time, all politics are local. So I do certainly agree that that is something that we've all got to pay attention to, because at our local level, there are counties in this country where you can still, you know, get someone in there and can start start pushing the envelope. But this is made for TV.
I hate to be the person that gets on here and cries, but this could this could break me and my parents apart, because they just don't understand what they voted for and, like, what it means and the bigotry and hatred that they stand behind, and how I, like, am trying to be a good person. I'm not Catholic like they are, which is ironic because it's, like, religion's supposed to make you love. But I could see it, like, breaking me and my parents apart, because they just don't get it, and they don't get that they voted for someone who's gonna make my friends' lives hell. My life's okay, I'm a white woman, but my friends are not gonna be okay.
I can't believe Trump's actually gonna win this day. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so pissed off. God.
Hey, I just want to give some free advice to the white progressives, particularly white progressive women who may be thinking about marching against the Trump victory, maybe putting back on the P-word hats and doing that thing. I would just say probably don't send any of those invites to any black women you know. I'm just going to tell you right now, they're not coming. Like, I'm pretty sure black women have resigned from the Save America Coalition, Save Democracy Coalition, and definitely the Save the Democratic Party Coalition. I think that's probably not happening. I would just keep those invites maybe among your own friends, because I don't think they're coming. But yeah, I think black women are now on the Save Black Women, Prioritize Black Men, and Prioritize Black Communities, Black Businesses, and that. And, you know, the black spaces, but Save America, Save the Democratic Party. Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I am mystified that despite all of that, he's gaining support compared to 2020. And it gets back to something I said earlier at some point, one of the hours ago, that who are we as a country? And we're starting to find out. And I, from what I'm seeing right now, I'm not sure. I like it.
I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Why? Why? Do you really hate me that bad?
Yeah, I'm in Florida right now. There's a state that thinks I don't know what I can do with my own body, even though one percentage-wise, but before it passed, was not shocked that it would be Republican. It's already, it's fine. Like, I expected that. But damn, I'm in room 4. I guess I just don't have any bodily autonomy. Cool, what do I do now?
Progress just means you're moving somewhere. And I mean, I live in Idaho, so I mean, our votes are like, can you get a tank? You know, I'm so detached from, I've never met a human being that was like, yeah, I want Kamala Harris to win. So it was tough for me to get involved in this one. I mean, she blew a guy named Willie Brown with a brown willy. So I'm like, this is written by a comedian.
He's black and because she ate. So.
Oh, yeah. There's so much involved. I mean, she sounds drunk. I mean, her wife, husband there, Dougie there, he literally just said yesterday, Kamala put her head down and got to work and didn't even notice what he was saying. Did you guys see that clip?
No.
Dude, he goes, when Kamala was called, she put her head down and went to work. And I'm like, what the? Dude, word for word. It's like, I'm like, okay.
Putting in that work, bro. You put in that work.
Yeah, I'm like, did Norm fake his death and is now writing the election? This is like a Norm MacDonald thing. And then, of course, Trump is, yeah, Trump's going to do his big marketing thing. There's going to be all kinds of drama. I just hope people stay productive and keep having kids and don't get lost in the, you know.
Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not. Hmm. That is what it appears happened in that state, is that if you can't flip enough white women, and we've talked about this on this set numerous times, is that you have a state where you've got a 6-week abortion or a 12-week abortion. I think theirs might be 12 weeks.
Yep.
But it's a state where women lost their reproductive rights, where there was a very heavy push to get women to focus on not putting in place, re-electing, putting back into the White House the person who was responsible for taking those rights away and restoring them. But that message obviously was not enough to get enough white women to vote for Vice President Harris, a fellow woman. This will be the second opportunity that white women in this country have to change the way that they interact with the patriarchy.
It's not the elite that's going to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a dream and are going to bed with a nightmare. And those people didn't deserve to be respected and held and talked to. Those are the people who are going to pay the price for whatever Donald Trump decides to do.
Yeah, but Van, how do we know that those people didn't vote? A large portion of those people aren't part of the people that elected Donald Trump.
Well, so,
right? I think that's a good part of the electorate. The party, the Democratic Party, let those black women down. Not Donald Trump.
Speaker Pelosi, how are you feeling today?
I'm so inspired by the vice president's speech. She has showed so much strength throughout all of this, including today. Of course, I'm very disappointed.
And another 4 years of Donald Trump?
I don't want to even talk about him today.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
I'm going to text Michael. Okay.
Just to talk about broadcast television, some of the best shows on MSNBC, seen as a left kind of leaning network, get a million viewers and the average age is 70, and it skews female. So what would be more effective? 1 million 70-year-old women? Or 55 million 34-year-old men in your state, the swingiest of swing states. Young men were 9 points towards Biden in 2020 and then 18 points toward Trump in 24. That's a tectonic shift. And it all comes down, in my opinion, to the same thing. A 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30 for the first time in America's history. And if your son isn't in a relationship, can't afford to buy a home, is anxious, is depressed, are the rights of Palestinians, territorial sovereignty of Ukraine, or trans rights, does that even register on your screen? This was the testosterone podcast election.
Yeah, right? There should be skepticism. I mean, these people are public servants. Looks like they're making some calls here. Basically, Kevin McCarthy, this guy is a complete sellout, total homosexual. Let's listen to what the Fox News desk is saying and listen to some of their coverage here. Why am I not hearing their coverage? Oh, here we go.
Alicia.
Hi, Brett. We are in the peak hours of voting here in Maricopa County. Polls close in little more than 2 hours, and we want to give you a vantage point from our Fox News drone team. And Brett, you mentioned that Senate race here. Actually, earlier today, GOP Senate candidate Carrie Lake stopped by this location to thank voters and encourage them to stay in line. She is in a pitched battle to fill that seat being vacated by independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema against Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego. Gallego has managed to outpace Lake in both money and also the polls. However, Lake tells me she feels like she has the momentum. And that's in part because the GOP here has managed to sign up so many people in terms of voter registration since 2020. They have far outpaced the Democrats. Both Harris and Trump have been targeting independents and Latinos right while they've been here. And Harris is hoping women really help pull her across the line. Now, let's talk about the Maricopa County ballot. It's the longest it's been since 2006.
Remember all the problems that we had, Sam, in Maricopa County.
Now it is going down the lines.
And I remember in 2022 as well.
Yeah, Brett. Of course. And nothing has been done to change any of this.
Poll closings nothing. Coming up right around the corner. That includes our first glimpse at the battleground state of Georgia. Laura Ingram, Jesse Waters, Sean Hannity as our election night coverage continues right here on Fox.
And they haven't fixed any of that.
Obviously, the polls, not the polls, the actual vote count totally indicates that at this point. I mean, he's 90% right now to win the popular vote on poly market. I mean, the popular vote, 95% to actually win the election at this point. That means if you put $100 down on Kamala Harris, you get paid $1,500. And that's where things are right now. This has been, you know, and this is what I wanted. I didn't just want a victory. I wanted a trounce step. I wanted a mandate. I wanted the ruling class to feel that the people have essentially taken back America. And I think that, you know, we've already gotten the Senate. Trump's going to win. We'll see about the House. I'm not sure. But, I mean, if Trump pulls off the popular vote, which it sounds like he's going to do, and let's say she wins 170 electoral votes, who cares? It's the biggest electoral victory, I believe, since Mondale Reagan. And that's exactly what I was looking for. I expect Trump to win every single convention state at this point.
What are you, JD, what are you looking at? Because she's at 216, Trump's at 232.
Happens, we're going to eat the dogs and we're going to
We still have Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia are still all undecided. So where is this landslide electoral victory at that you're talking? Where is it?
I mean, we're up about 2-3%.
You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. Or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working. And they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.
I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
God, that just makes me want to run through a brick wall. Show me the closest brick wall so that I can run through it. You know, everybody has smartphones, right? Everybody has the information superhighway at their fingertips. A lot of us carry around phones like this one, the iPhone 15 Pro Max. Some of us carry around Droid phones. And if you want to know if your smartphone is really secure, our spotlight sponsor of the month for November is Above Phones. And this thing has been completely eye-opening for me. So there's this webinar that I have convinced Above Phones to hold. Hidden signs your phone is compromised, and you can go to abovephone.com/StuPeters to reserve your spot. Don't wait because space is limited. Again, it's abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Now, this is being held on November 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's about an hour long, and it's 100% free. And what you'll discover, amazingly, is how law enforcement can access locked phones and what you can do about it. Which phones are vulnerable to sophisticated spyware, like Pegasus, for example. Practical steps that you can use to protect your current device from surveillance and the latest threats to mobile policy. The CEO of Above Phone, Hakeem, is a leader in privacy-focused technology, and he has helped thousands to secure their lives through the open-source solutions. Their expertise has been recognized by major privacy advocates and media outlets, including Whitney Webb and James Corbett. So I'm going to attend this, and I hope to see you there, because you'll get actionable privacy tips on what you can do and how you can use them immediately. You'll learn from security experts who have helped hundreds of thousands of people. Plus, there's all kinds of Black Friday offers for attendees, and Hakeem has also offered our subscriber base a Black Friday gift for November. So one lucky winner. If you've not done so already, go to the Stu Crew button below this video on Rumble, or go directly to the website, stupeters.com, and click on the Stu Crew button for your chance to win. So if you are a subscriber, if you are a supporter, if you are truly part of Stu Crew, the most important part of this army that is rising up, you are already enrolled. If you have not quite taken a step to enroll yet, just go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button. That's how we stay on air. That's how we do this every single night at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's how we do all of our lives. It's how I produce an entire network for you. It's how I put out films like Died Suddenly. It's how I put out films like the upcoming Occupied. So you're going to get an Above phone, Pixel 9 Pro, 128 gigabyte. This phone right here, it's worth $1,500. You're going to get the Above Suite one-year subscription, which, by the way, is worth $100. And these things are only $5 a month for unlimited calling and texting. You'll get the case, and you'll get the glass screen protector, which are both worth, I think, a combined total of about $60. So the total value of this gift, $1,659. Spread the word. Protect your friends and family. Forward this clip to at least 5 people in your inner circle that you want to protect, because smartphone security impacts your entire network. And if you can't make it live, register anyway. We'll send you the recording. So just go to abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Again, abovephone.com/Stu Peters. Go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or below the Rumble video, click on the Stu Crew button. Get yourself signed up to be the most important part of the army. We thank everybody that's already been there. Honestly, I'm not ashamed or afraid to ask you for your support at this point, because you know what the stakes are here. You know everything that we're dealing with as far as fighting this battle of good versus evil, and part of that battle is the spying that they do. So protect yourself. Go to stupeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or below Rumble, the Stu Crew button. It's highlighted in red. Secure your spot for this one-hour webinar coming up in just a few days. Go to abovephone.com/Stu Peters.
Are you using your phone, or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications.
Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.